What is the Metamorphosis series? Tell me about it.
Right. The Metamorphosis Project is a project very close to home. And it is a portrait project using organic material again, but only for this project, I just used butterfly wings. And the butterfly, you know, obviously is a symbol in every single culture. Every single human culture for the past 30,000 years has had a symbol for the butterfly, whether it be like hope, love, rejuvenation, the soul of lost friends and family, reincarnation. The butterfly is a enigma and a symbol for mystery throughout time. And so I wanted to use that specifically for these portraits of Native American women. And not just Native American women, but Native American women who have been either raped, murdered, or are currently missing on and off the reservations in our country right now. And so the first thing I do is I contact the family members of the missing woman or the survivor, and I establish a relationship. I tell them who I am. I tell them about the project and what I want to do. I want to create a portrait and using only butterfly wings. And then I start making that portrait. Each portrait takes about a month to 2 months, and I work on a sheet of glass. And then each finished portrait is about 300 to 500 pieces of butterfly wings.
Well, you say I work, but I saw pictures that you've got a big mask on because you don't want to be breathing on these things because they're going to blow off where you've got a place.
Right, yeah. So I have to wear a dust mask, and I do gloves and then tweezers and then razor blades because it's like working with gold leafing. Butterflies are amazing. Uh-huh. They're one of the most beautiful insects on the planet.
Well, that's what's amazing about monarchs is that they're so gorgeous and they batter themselves to get across the ocean to where they go.
They travel thousands and thousands of miles.
That's just mind-blowing.
Right. So like the butterfly can be the symbol for fragility, but also for strength and endurance. And so I wanted to use that conceptually as, you know, that's the reason why these portraits exist now.
And Metamorphosis, which is why you call the series Metamorphosis.
Right. To take a very tragic and a heinous situation and then try to focus on the positive and the light of and the beauty of that woman.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so are you making these light panel boxes for the Metamorphosis photos too?
Yes.
I mean, portrait?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'll design a light panel and then, again, use the Arduino microcontrollers to slowly turn the light panel on, keep it on, and then slowly turn it off for a length of time. And again, the light there is, you know, used conceptually as like a candle or to show the beauty of the butterfly wing through different lighting scenarios. So when a butterfly wing, as you probably already know this, and most people already do, that a butterfly wing isn't just painted on. You know, there are tiny, tiny microscopic scales that the butterfly wing is composed of. And so from different ways of looking at it, you can see it in different ways. So kind of like a diamond, how a diamond's going to, any way you look at a diamond, it's going to reflect that light in a different way. Butterfly wings do the exact same thing.
Oh.
And so what I wanted to show with this, with the light panels, was that as the light slowly comes on, the butterfly wing will turn a completely different color with the light that's transmitted through it, rather than when the light is just reflected off of it. It shows a completely different portrait. And again, like you said before, that is also part of the metamorphosis of the project. So.
And yet another aspect of that metamorphosis, at least from what I've gathered, and maybe you could speak to this, but after you've created that original, you're also photographing it and you're scaling it up very painstakingly to create a big, what, 4x6?
Yeah, about 4 foot by 6 foot photograph. Yeah, exactly. So the same idea that we talked about last time was when I take the original and then do like 20 to 50 photographs with a 100 millimeter macro lens, and then stitch those together and then print off a large, I still do large emulsion transfers. So I'll do a transfer onto UPO paper, mount it to aluminum, and then seal that in resin, and then sand that resin down to get a nice matte finish for the ultra large scale, highly detailed butterfly portrait. And then those are hang together for the original, will be the 5x7 on glass, and then the large portrait across the room. So.
Oh, okay. So you see both.
Right.
Have you actually had a metamorphosis show yet?
No, I'll be showing at the Art Base in September.
September. Mm-hmm. Nice. And it'll be the metamorphosis show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How about mm-hmm. that?
There should be six portraits there.
Six. Mm-hmm. Huh. So I heard you say 1 or 2 months. Is that 1 or 2 months of 40-hour weeks?
No, I break it up, you know, because I work full-time for Anderson Ranch,
right. You
know. So it's in my part-time, you know. I tried working. Let me back up. So I was really excited when I first started this project because it tackles a very strong current issue that's happening right now in our country, and it deals closely with me as a person and, you know, my family. But I was working on it for a while, and then I received the fellowship from Yale University, which was amazing. So I got that news, and they want me in February to come present that work to them and the undergraduate program. And we're going to bring in, well, they're going to bring in, I'm not going to bring in, they're going to bring in the Native American Women's Coalition and the Native Department at Yale to all get together to help try to raise awareness about this issue, which is great. But I got so excited that I tried working extremely hard on one of the portraits, and I kind of blew out my thumb. It, like, my muscle between my thumb and my forefinger started twitching, and it wouldn't go away. So I had to go to the doctor, and they're like, "You have tendonitis in your thumb and finger now. You need to take a break." And I was like, not now. You know, it's like the beginning of a basketball season, you know, and like, boom, you blow your ankle out, and they're like, "Sorry, you're done for like the next 2 months." Wow. And it was like,
That's what I call suffering for your art.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Yeah. So I just worked my hand too hard because, again, you have to hold those tweezers at very precise, you know, places, and then you have to affix it to the glass, and, you know, you can't breathe. Well, you can, but you're behind the mask. But it's a very involved process. It takes incredible concentration. So I dose that out now. I do about an hour and a half a day, usually in the morning right when I wake up. Uh-huh. It kind of is like a exercise or meditation routine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good way to start the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meditation with butterfly wings. I can't think of anything better.
No, it's beautiful.
That's great. And, you know, I think I read that you do safe sourced butterfly wings. What does that mean?
Right. That's one of the first questions that always comes up is, where do you get your butterflies from? Well, you know, they die, you know, people would give them to me. Like, I found this on the hood of my car. Do you want this? You know, the average lifespan of a butterfly is between a month and like a year. Most butterflies live between 1 and 3 months. And I get them from two butterfly sanctuaries, one in North Carolina and the other one in Australia.
Huh. So they're actually growing the butterflies.
Right. Yeah. They farm, you know, like a butterfly farm.
That sounds like it would be a good project to increase employment in the Amazon, for example. And I say the Amazon because several of your portraits have a lot of blue in them. And I know for a fact that blue butterflies only exist in the Amazon. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. They're a beautiful blue morphos, they call them. And there's actually like, you know, like 50 different types of blue morphos. You know, not all blue morphos are the same, you know? So like there's blue morphos that are incredibly like opaque, that have no transparency to their wing. And then there's blue morphos that are almost crystal clear. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing as I do this project to learn more and more about the different species of butterfly.
Depending on how the light is hitting those blue, if it's opaque, like you said, it's going to look, it's not going to look blue. Or is it going to, it varying shades of blue depending on the light behind it and the light in front of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So all there's, it sounds like there's all levels of metamorphosis going on this.
Oh, really unique compositions, mostly because of that. Any angle you look at it with any light source behind it, it's going to change.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Huh. Wow. That's really interesting stuff. So what, you were just sitting around one day and you said, I'm going to make portraits of butterfly wings of Native American women.
No.
No? Yeah. Trace that timeline for me.
Right. I'll show you. Okay. So how it happened was my wife and I saw the movie Wind River and were really moved by it, how there's like not even a statistic for Native American women who go missing. Mm. On the reservation. About, 2 months later, my mom did a DNA test, and it turned out that she's part Native American.
And she didn't know.
Well, she had a clue in our family. That was kind of like a strange thing in our family. You know, we never really talked about
kind
it. Grandpa never talked about it, which, you know, makes sense. You know, when they were growing up in Salt Lake City, Utah, people would come to their door and say, hey, you're an American now. You only need to speak English. You know, this is what we do here. You know, so it was intense for my grandma and my grandpa to like, you know, come to Salt Lake City and try to be like everybody else. So I now see why they did what they did and then didn't really tell us anything. Anyway, but ancestry, you know, like now we all do DNA tests. So it turns out that, so we saw Wind River, turns out that, you know, and I've always had an extreme love for nature. Nature has always been in my artwork in any way, shape, or form. Nature is the ultimate artist. You know, I always, you know, you walk through a forest, it's like, why would I be a sculptor when I can walk through the forest? It's just gorgeous. When true nature is undisturbed, it's like a Zen garden, you know, where we try to get there, we come close. But anyway, so those two things happened. And then I was in the studio and I was working on another piece where I was kind of like playing with the idea of like a king and the jester and those things. And I was kind of like making this king's face out of parts of orchid and other things. And at the same time, I kind of had on another corner of my light table, I took like three butterfly wings and I cut them into squares. And I was like, when you cut a butterfly wing into a square, it's an amazing thing happens. It takes this natural pattern and kind of puts the human element in it in like one gesture. And so I was up there and then I was having a conversation with my wife and I was like, this is a tragic situation that's happening. I want to do something. And then like we were both kind of up there in the studio at the same time. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, why don't I just do portraits of Native American women out of these butterfly pieces? And I started with Banff County Jane Doe, who was found in 1979, who didn't have an identity and no family members to, you know, she was just found. She's a Jane Doe, just the bones were found. And they only did like police sketchings of her face. And I thought that was interesting too, that there would just be this rough, vague outline of her face. And so the first one I wanted to create in that same way of like just barely roughing in a human's face out of these butterfly wings. And the first one was the hardest one because, you know, I didn't have a mask. I had dull blades and like didn't realize that every time you touched a butterfly wing, those little micro scales go get on your fingers. And so it was rough, but I cobbled it together and I got it to work. And then I contacted Carolyn Felicity Antone, who's a survivor, has an amazing life story, and I contacted her directly, and she also runs a nonprofit called Young Women Are Sacred, and I asked to do a portrait of her, and she said absolutely. So,
huh?
And then I keep going. I keep asking, anybody, you know, who has like one of those stories, I want to continue making the portraits.
And you've dedicated a portion of the proceeds from the sale of these pieces to that nonprofit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If and when I sell them. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Right back to her nonprofit.
What a beautiful project, Ben. That's really cool. Metamorphosis.